Many HRI solutions now include social media in their diverse modules, allowing practitioners to track social media referrals automatically and supplying data for their recruitment, L&D, and engagement initiatives. In fact, we have seen the use of social media extensively in the last chapter, which pertained to the learning and development module of the HRIs. The global communities are united through the social media platforms around improving these solutions, introducing new concepts and capabilities faster, better, and more effectively than internal teams working on proprietary solutions. A study conducted in early 2020 states that 38% of HRI's professionals across the industry use social media for a wide variety of selection and recruitment purposes. The designers have stated using customized solutions that are supported by social media to enhance interviewing and networking practices. In fact, there has been an extensive discussion about the infusion of social media networking in L&D as discussed earlier. The HRIS modules can phenomenally enhance the aspect of employee engagement. One way to boost employee engagement via social media is through recognition. Many individuals feel disengaged with the organization that they work for because they do not receive feedback or recognition on a job done well. Social media makes recognition a simple, streamlined, and achievable task for both managers as well as employees. Thus, managers have begun using social media as well as give praise for an achievement. The designers have also begun using social media for the same purposes. Apart from the popular social media platforms, another notable network which actually helps in influencing the social networking is that of the intranet. The intranet can also be used successfully for spreading the culture of appreciation, and people can be invited for spot awards through this mechanism. In fact, both these technologies can be used hand in hand. A whopping 65% of HR professionals say their social media usage is increasing in a steady manner. It provides a quick and effective way for employees to see how others in the organization are making a difference. The information can be used for performance appraisals in the future as well, or simply as a way to make recognition and feedback more effective in the moment. To provide more insight on the smooth infusion of social media in the recruitment landscape, let's understand it through the current statistics. Social media platforms such as LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and other recognized names have changed professionals from content consumers to content producers. Thus, the social media we know currently enables the creation and sharing of user-generated content, allows recruiters and candidates to begin a conversation as equals, uses web-based technologies to make the content highly accessible, reaches an almost global audience for those who recruit beyond the borders. So these are some of the current statistics and information related to the use of social media and infusing it as a part of the intranet as well as other modules of the HRIs. Social networking channels help employees remain focused on and aligned with the organizational objectives. The HRIs designers can share resources and information easily and effectively. These tools are instrumental in reducing the corporate hierarchy, empower individual employees at all levels, and provide a direct path to decision makers and executors. A prominent example in this context is the famous cosmetics company L'Oreal and the way they have used social media. L'Oreal, which has used their employee engagement and communication plan, has created 200,000 plus unique impressions on the famous platform Instagram. They have realized that 48% of variance in employee engagement is entirely predictable using their Social Pulse tool, which improves the workplace satisfaction. Inspired by these success stories, many other organizations large and small, have made social media a critical part of their employee engagement communication strategies in the last 3 years. Internal social networking encourages people to connect and communicate with each other, cross-pollinate ideas, and develop valuable insights. The ability to communicate issues, insights, and solutions leads to generating of new ideas. The organization can more easily and effectively search for and consolidate employee skill sets to match specific project requirements. In the digital age, social media is an integral part of every business strategy. As the noted author and prominent YouTube influencer Gary Vaynerchuk says, every single company out there, whether they know it or not, is a media company in addition to the business or product that they specialize in. Research by the McKinsey Global Institute revealed that while 72% of organizations are using social media, they're not using it to the fullest potential, which includes the implementation of an internal social media network or employee engagement platform. Social media enables brands to build authentic relationships with their people through discussions and information sharing. There's not a one-size-fits-all approach here, but when done right, it can bring the workplace to life uniquely and in a compelling fashion. If organizations were to fully implement the use of social media and the social media networks, they would improve employee productivity by more than 20 to 25%. Research has shown that employees who are social are more comfortable communicating with others and researching customer solutions, and are more likely to collaborate with those that they are unfamiliar with in real life. In devising a social media employment engagement strategy, it is essential to specify guidelines on how employees use social media. They are, after all, representing the organization. One way is to identify a detailed social media policy. In this context, what might work better is specifying what is important to share, why is it important to share, and the kind of impact that the employees will have by sharing that information. We have also provided a graphic over here to understand the question of how does HR use social media. The HR departments are using social media for a surprising number of tasks, and the use of social media will increase significantly in the coming years, according to a recent HR Trends survey. In this particular graphic, we're also looking at some prominent tasks which are used by HR by the infusion of social media. 25% of the social media is being used for team building, followed by onboarding, which is 26%. Training uses 34% of social media. A whopping 41% is used in employee communications that go out, and the highest is a 69%, which is being used by the recruiting functionality. Social media linked HRIS modules thus motivate employees to reach out to peers across the organization and facilitate the posing of questions. The organization-wide initiative needs a few champions to get the rest of the employees on board. The champions, it has been observed, will help increase employee participation on social media by amplifying the message to the employee base, even as they suggest changes or collect and share valuable feedback. It can be used to start a conversation around a particular topic and also encourage employees to work together. A critical advantage is that many employees from diverse locations may never meet in person, but they can definitely build a relationship that fosters creativity and collaboration by using social media. They can also contribute in determining the best practices during the process of social media adoption. They may initiate an analytics dashboard right from the get-go to record and analyze social performance to give useful insights. Employees can congratulate each other, building an environment of teamwork and encouraging peer-to-peer feedback. The more engaged the employees, the more likely they are to stay. In many instances, it has been found that departments which have no direct connect with each other have also been brought close by the constant collaboration happening through social media events. Thus, the use of social media can reduce turnover as well. A recent survey tracked employee performance alongside social media use and found that digital connectivity increased employee retention. Several recent articles have made a strong case for companies to encourage their employees to use social media as a way to reduce attrition. Getting the employees to share company stories on their social media channels provides the management with some powerful retention advantages. It has been found that employees that are researching, communicating, and building online networks are some of the most involved, innovative, and progress-minded people in the industry. They're engaging in thoughtful conversations and trending as experts in their respective industries. The learning opportunities that can be offered with social media thus are endless. In fact, we've had a detailed discussion about the applications of social media in the L&D domain in the previous chapter. By allowing employees to participate in a work-sponsored internal social networking site, the organization can improve the morale and reduce turnover. New perspectives and a good amount of information exists on the use of Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn to improve collaboration amongst employees. Smart organizations are quickly recognizing that social media use has become an important aspect of doing business. It has become a requirement for everyone to be social, not just the millennials or the newer generations that are being hired. It's everyone's responsibility to find competitive edge and drive the business forward. In this particular image, we are able to see an application of social media through the use of a company's internet, where there are messages which are being passed and schedules being prepared for interdepartmental collaboration. The schematic here elaborates the critical role of the social media components in the context of approaches taken from the process of recruitment. There has been a major shift in the paradigm since the last decade in the domain of HRIS related to recruitments. If you see on the left-hand side, we have the traditional recruitment approach, and on the right-hand side, we have the modern recruitment approach. On the left-hand side, we see complicated payment in contractual terms, limited vendors, limited capabilities, activities which were restricted to onshore and in-house recruitment. Now, there's been a paradigm shift in the modern recruitment approaches. From a fragmented in-house recruitment approach, the approach has gone to fully outsourced, to becoming a hybrid approach, and thus becoming more of consolidated. The growth drivers in this context have been better opportunities, cost savings, increased efficiencies, integrating or bundling of services, long-term relationships, global geographic scopes, sophisticated vendor management, standardized consistent processes, analytics and reporting and business intelligence, which have become enhanced. Now, what this has basically led is to the rise of career portals, to the global presence in terms of recruitment, the variety of services that has been provided through the use of cloud, which we shall be discussing in subsequent slides in this chapter. We've also seen the growing use of LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter towards the recruitment purposes. Thus, there's been a very good amount of consolidation in the recruitment practices that have been observed due to the use of the social media. In the next slide, we are going to begin our discussion on the application of the cloud computing technology, which also enriches the HRIS applications. Cloud computing is the use of computing resources, which includes the hardware and software elements that are delivered as a service over a network, which may be typically the internet. Now, I believe many of us are already aware or acquainted of these terms. Common examples can be the Google Drive, which saves a lot of our images, important documents on it. The name comes from the common use of a cloud-shaped symbol as an abstraction for the complex infrastructure it contains in the system diagrams. Cloud computing is the on-demand availability of computer system resources, especially data storage and the computing power, without direct active management by the user. The term is generally used to describe data centers that are available to many users over the internet. Cloud computing entrusts remote services with a user's data, software, and computation. The availability of high-capacity networks, low-cost computers, and storage devices, as well as the widespread adoption of hardware, virtualization, service-oriented architecture, and autonomic and utility computing has led to the growth in cloud computing. Cloud providers typically use a pay-as-you-go model, which can lead to an unexpected operating expenses if administrators are not familiarized with the cloud computing pricing models, but they also offer a host of benefits to the organizations that use it. Cloud computing can be understood simply as computing that is done in a remote manner. The users of this technology do not have the computing environment located physically in their offices. Although this looks relatively simple, in reality, things are far more complex than this. The cloud also means a layer of abstraction to the actual complexity that exists behind the cloud. Cloud computing allows the organizations to get their applications up and running faster. With improved manageability and less maintenance, it enables the IT and the HRIS teams to more robustly and rapidly adjust the resources to meet fluctuating and unpredictable demand, providing the cloud computing and rapid computing capabilities. The cloud service provider will screen, keep up, and gather data about the firewalls, intrusion identification, and counteractive action frameworks and information stream inside the network. Essentially, there are three flavors of cloud computing, each operating at a different level in the technology ecosystem. First, infrastructure as a service, or IaaS, is the first flavor. Then there is platform as a service, or PaaS, and finally software as a service, which is SaaS. There are two additional layers around the network and communications infrastructure, but they do not really influence the application landscape and hence will not be discussed in our context. End users access cloud-based applications through a web browser or a lightweight desktop or mobile app, while the business software and the user's data are stored on servers at a remote location. The users of this technology claim that cloud computing allows organizations to avoid upfront infrastructure costs and focus on projects that differentiate their businesses instead of the infrastructure. The cloud computing was popularized with Amazon.com releasing its Elastic Compute Cloud product in the year 2006. References to the phrase cloud computing appeared as early as 1996, with the first known mention in a Compaq internal document. The cloud symbol was used to represent networks of computing equipment in the original ARPANET by as early as 1977, which was the predecessor to the internet itself. The users also claim that cloud computing allows organizations to get their applications up and running fast. With improved manageability and less maintenance, it enables the IT to quickly get the systems up to date. In the business model using software as a service, users provide access to the application software and the databases. In SaaS, or software as a service, the capability provided to the customers is to use the provider's applications running on a cloud infrastructure. The software as a service application is accessible from various client devices through either a thin client interface, such as a web browser, example, a web-based email, or a program interface. The cloud providers manage the infrastructure and platforms that run the applications. The popular version of cloud computing, which is SaaS, is sometimes referred to as on-demand software and is usually priced on a pay-per-use basis. SaaS providers generally price applications using a subscription fee. Examples of application offered as SaaS are games and productivity software like Google Docs and Word Online. In the particular image provided along with this particular write-up is about cloud computing, which is shown as two separate parts. One is the cloud computing infrastructure itself, which is made up of virtual desktop, the software platform, servers, applications, and the storage data. This is not available to see to the end user. The end user only uses a small or a lightweight interface to get access through a router and a switch to the cloud computing resources and infrastructure. After the basic discussion on the cloud computing technology, we shall now discuss about the IaaS model of the cloud computing. Infrastructure as a service, popularly also called as IaaS, refers to the online services that provide high-level application program interfaces used to abstract various low-level details of underlying network infrastructure, like physical computing resources, locations, data partitioning, scaling, security, backup, etc. Today, majority of the information technology framework in the organizations have been virtualized onto a private IaaS model. This change has impacted organizations from an HRIS technology perspective, as it has significantly reduced the lead time in getting new servers for the projects. Now, most HRIS modules have a portion of IaaS in them, even if it is private. The inclusion of IaaS helps the HRIS designers to reduce their challenge on the constant requirements of hardware and computing resources to tackle business needs and meet workload requirements. Thus, faced with pressures to move faster and stay within budget, many organizations are turning to infrastructure as a service or IaaS. IaaS model often offers additional resources such as a virtual machine, disk image library, raw block storage, file or object storage, firewalls, load balancers, IP addresses, virtual local area networks or VLANs, and software bundles. The IaaS offers scalable, flexible solutions to the HRIS designers and practitioners. They can create quick response to organizational needs by accessing cloud-backed IaaS. On-demand scalability gives organizations a competitive edge, cuts cost, provides valuable resources, and streamlines the workflow. IaaS-backed cloud providers supply these resources on demand from their large pool of equipment installed in their respective data centers. It has been observed that IaaS slashes hardware costs, maintenance requirements, and operation hours. The best part about this flavor of cloud computing is that organizations only pay for what they use. The IaaS providers offer secure environments with top-of-the-line controls to protect confidential data. In this model, the cloud user patches and maintains the operating systems and the application software. Cloud providers typically bill IaaS services on a utility computing basis. Cost reflects the amount of resources allocated and consumed. Regular audits and maintenance keep cloud data centers within strict regulatory compliance certifications. IaaS implementation helps in scheduling the full, incremental, and differential backups and have them executed automatically. It allows customizable options that let practitioners adjust resources as needed and create additional replication targets. This happens within the cloud operational system and can support large numbers of virtual machines and the ability to scale services up and down according to customers' varying requirements. In this particular slide, we are going to discuss some of the prominent IaaS providers today. These include Microsoft Azure, Google Compute Engine, DigitalOcean, Amazon Web Services, Hewlett Packard Enterprise, and Rackspace Cloud. These providers give the consumers the ability to deploy and run arbitrary software, which can include operating systems and applications. The organizations do not manage or control the underlying infrastructure, but have control over the operating systems, the storage, and deployed applications, and possibly limited control of selecting networking components. In the next slide, we will discuss the next flavor of cloud computing, that is the platform as a service, also known as PaaS. The PaaS, or platform as a service, is the next flavor of the cloud computing. It is said to be implemented when a cloud provider delivers a computing platform where applications and services can be built on top of, resulting in developers being able to focus on building robust and simple software solutions instead of worrying about managing the hardware, the operating systems, and databases. PaaS vendors offer a developmental environment to application developers. The provider typically develops toolkits and standards for development and channels for distribution and payment. In the PaaS models, cloud providers deliver a computing platform, typically including operating systems, programming language execution environments, databases, and the web servers. The capability provided to the HRM by the PaaS is to deploy onto the cloud infrastructure consumer-created or acquired applications created using programming languages, libraries, services, and tools supported by the provider. It has been observed that a number of HRIS-related offerings are being delivered on top of the cloud platforms, where practitioners and designers can access full functioning HR systems. This includes recruitment solutions and learning management systems, along with smaller apps. In this slide, we are going to enlist some of the prominent PaaS providers. These include the Oracle Cloud, Google Anthos, IBM AppConnect, Microsoft Azure, Amazon Web Services. These providers enable customers to develop, execute, and govern integration flows which are critical to the HRIS. Under the PaaS model, customers drive the development and deployment of integrations without installing or managing any hardware or middleware. In the next slide, we will discuss the next flavor of cloud computing, that is the software as a service, which is also known as SaaS. Finally, SaaS is the layer in which most people interact with the cloud computing environment. The other provider offers their application to employees, which are the users across the network and usually use the internet. The key advantage of SaaS is that the HRIS professional does not need to worry about installing and running the application on own computers or those of IaaS providers. Most of the time, access is gained to the software via a subscription model. In the software as a service model, users gain access to the application software and the databases. The cloud providers manage the infrastructure and platforms that run the applications. SaaS is sometimes referred to as on-demand software and is usually priced on a pay-per-use basis or using a subscription fee. The impact on HR technology strategy is observed most at this particular level. Today, HRIS practitioners and managers can run the entire HRIS systems environment in the cloud through the use of diverse solutions that are available through SaaS. Limitless on-demand access gives organizations a serious competitive edge. This flavor or type of cloud computing allows designers to ramp up quickly and roll out initiatives and test new programs in a matter of minutes instead of weeks. Cloud users do not manage the cloud infrastructure and platform where the application runs. This eliminates the need to install and run the application on the cloud user's own computers. This results in a significant simplification of the maintenance and the support which is required. Some of the prominent SaaS providers today include Amazon Web Services, NetApp, Sphera, Procore, and Medallia. These providers of the SaaS model install and operate application software in the cloud, and the cloud users access the cloud from the cloud clients. This pictorial slide comes in handy for us to understand the three important flavors of cloud computing which have just been discussed. In this particular context, we see the value visibility to the end users. Now, the end users can be of three types as shown over here. The network architects benefit the most out of IaaS or infrastructure as a service. The next layer, which caters to application developers and is most relevant to that class of users, is the PaaS or the platform as a service. The final layer of abstraction is the SaaS, which is software as a service and is most relevant to the end users. In the next slide, we are going to summarize the cloud computing functionalities. In this slide, we get an understanding about the broad functionalities of the cloud computing flavors. What we're seeing over here is three important flavors that have been discussed earlier, and this looks like a pyramid with the most basic layer covering at the bottom, and then we move to the next and the third one. The most basic layer is the IaaS, which is infrastructure as a service. Providers like Amazon Web Services rent out storage and computing capacities on their servers using this particular layer. The next layer or the next flavor is called the PaaS, which is platform as a service. In this particular layer, companies can rent predefined platforms for software development. Prominent example includes Microsoft Azure. This provider deals with administration of the underlying servers. The topmost layer or the top of the pyramid is the SaaS or software as a service. Especially interesting for private users is this particular layer, which is cloud-based application software, which is complete with user interface. Prominent examples are the Microsoft Office 365 or Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, and other relative companies. In the next slide, we will start the discussion about the upcoming challenges to HRIS. With the rapid changes happening at a global level, the designers and practitioners need to address a diverse number of challenges and devise effective HRIS strategies. As the role of the HRIS and HRM evolves, the demands of an organization enabling HRIS systems are increasing. The shift from procedural HRM and HRIS practices and administration to strategic level organizational engagement is becoming critical and essential. This is essential to increasing the productivity and providing the business insights and intelligence. To develop secure and robust systems, these strategies must be progressive and they must involve the articulation of the future needs. It is therefore critical to develop a roadmap to achieve the desired state of HRIS with clearly defined KPIs and metrics in order to address the challenges. A prominent example of a challenge is that cloud computing poses privacy concerns because the service provider can access the data that is in the cloud at any time. It could accidentally or deliberately alter or delete the information. HRIS thus needs to strategically think of these challenges and should provide visibility into these metrics and inform decisions for improvement. A strong foundation and plan will provide a platform for strategic enablement and future-facing activities like planning and predictive analytics. Being prepared to work through potential roadblocks and challenges throughout the HRIS implementation is therefore critical in achieving the desired outcomes and performance. From the most recent context of cloud computing, the management should become aware of the fact that cloud computing, along with its several benefits, also poses security and privacy concerns, because the service provider can access the data in the cloud at any time. It could accidentally or deliberately alter or delete information as well. One of the most prominent challenges for the proper implementation of HRIS is the human factor as well. This was discussed in the fifth chapter related to creating secure solutions for HRIS systems. Thus, the management should train employees and run robust and constant audits related to security to reduce this kind of a vulnerability. The HRIS designers and practitioners need to realize that if the software modules handle incorrectly, they can result in losses and future problems. Another major challenge can be the transition from an obsolete system to updated systems. We will discuss this challenge in the next slide. This upgradation needs an open mindset towards change. The reason for this is because change elicits the element of resistance. Thus, the HRIS designers and practitioners need to be effective champions of change. A flexible HRIS helps into optimizing cost and profit maximization in the HRM operations. The return on investment and specifically improves the productivity within the HR department. The transition should be perceived as a cultural process that demands partnership with the HRIS software provider to make the process participative and effective. The infusion of the appropriate HRIS application to the HRM may be the decision with the highest and the broadest impact on the organization. The HRIS installation and further implementation should be completed with thorough articulation and planning. This will help in reducing mistakes and prevent future losses. The success of an organization is dependent upon the performance of the HRIS. Hence, the organizational performance can be achieved based on the measurement indicators collected through the HRIS, like the customer satisfaction, employee satisfaction, market share and its effectiveness, and the factor of profit maximization. Done effectively, the technological infusions will reconfigure the work done, enhance the culture of the employees, and align and improve the corporate goals. Such an operational and cultural change will go in more smoothly only if the HRIS team becomes the beacons of change. The HRIS designers and practitioners have to be relentless in communicating the change as an essential part of the workflow. HRIS has recently turned its focus on knowledge sharing and workforce analysis and has been increasingly evolving into a significant contributor related to the organizational strategic workflow. While completing the transition, the focus should be on technological and cultural changes. It's the responsibility of the HRIS team to create people and systems that facilitate the collaboration between the information technology personnel and the system specialists provided by the vendor. In addition, focus must also be on training the HR and the HRIS personnel tasked with the input and monitoring, as well as the entire workforce, treating these end users as the real customers in the organizational decisions. With this, we have completed the discussion of the upcoming challenges to HRIS, as well as completed discussions about this particular chapter. So we have discussed in this chapter the developments in the workforce management technologies and how they help in improving the workflow and the workforce management practices in the organizations. Increasing application of open source software has also been discussed, while also comparing these software trends with the closed source software. Influence of social networking on HRIS in the various aspects, as well as the modules and functionalities, have also been covered as a part of this particular chapter. We have also discussed extensively the use and the application of the cloud computing technology. We have seen the three important flavors or types of cloud computing. We have begun with a discussion of infrastructure as a service, also popularly called as IaaS. We also looked at platform as a service, also called as PaaS, as well as we've covered software as a service or SaaS. We've also at the end covered the upcoming challenges to HRIS. Thus, we have had a fruity conclusion to the contemporary and emerging trends in HRIS. In the next chapter, we will discuss the topic, role of artificial intelligence in developing robustness in HRIS. Thank you.